This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. 150 people are sick. Health officials still don't know how E. coli got into spinach grown in California's Salinas Valley, but they have found a so-called smoking gun. The particular strain of E. coli has been found in a bag of spinach in New Mexico. That spinach was grown and packaged in what's known as the Salad Bowl of America. That's the Salinas Valley. Member station KQED's Tamara Keith has this report.
Both U.S. Food and Drug Administration and state health department officials say they're confident the contaminated spinach was grown in this coastal farm belt. It was processed by Earthbound Farm, also known as Natural Selection Foods, the giant fresh produce supplier that first pulled its products from the shelves last week. Samantha Cavalluna, a spokeswoman for the company, quickly reacted to the news on Wednesday.
The product was conventional spinach that they've been testing, and the strain matched the outbreak strain. This news confirms our decision to go out early with the voluntary recall.
Federal and state investigators have tested the Earthbound Farm processing plant for E. coli, and they're fanning out to farms that supply Earthbound. They're taking samples of soil and water to try and figure out how the E. coli got to the spinach. But they may not find an answer. Over the last decade, there have been 8 other E. coli outbreaks linked to Salinas Valley lettuce and spinach. They all remain unsolved mysteries.
You know, I always say it's trying to find a needle in a haystack wearing boxing gloves. I mean, it's extremely difficult.
Trevor Suslow is a UC Davis researcher who's been looking into leafy green food safety in the Salinas region for 6 years.
There are a number of factors involved in trying to get to the likely sources, and most often the time that lapses between that event and identifying an outbreak and figuring out where it might have come from, so many things have changed that it may never be possible to find the absolute definitive source.
All the uncertainty is stressing farmers throughout the region, well beyond the farms linked to this outbreak. Michael Dobler is a partner in Dobler & Sons, a large-scale vegetable farming operation in the Salinas Valley. He and I are walking across a lush bed of spinach, crushing healthy green leaves with every step.
Don't bother yourself with the fact that you're walking on all this spinach, because the tractor is going to get it. I mean, we can't take it to market, so the tractor is going to turn it all under.
Dobler's farm hasn't been connected to the outbreak, but that doesn't matter. His customers, distributors that provide spinach to the likes of McDonald's and Costco, aren't buying any right now. Local farm leaders estimate the region's spinach industry is losing $800,000 a day, in part because spinach isn't the kind of crop that can wait around. As he watches acre after acre go bad in the field, Dobler says he's being more cautious about what to plant next.
The game we're all playing is how many acres should we be planting out in front of us? 35 days right now from the time we're putting seed in the ground now till we have to start harvesting that spinach. So what's going to go on in 35 days? We don't know.
For many farmers here, it's the worst possible scenario, an outbreak linked to the region, but with no obvious cause or solution. Nonetheless, federal officials warn this latest outbreak could very well lead to new regulations on an industry whose current safeguards have clearly failed. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Salinas.